So, Jim, earlier this month, you flew out to Las Vegas to attend the Ariba Live conference that SAP put on. What are some of the main takeaways you got from that?
Thanks, Dave. Well, SAP Ariba Live, it's a smaller show than, say, Sapphire, which we both attended, or even SAP TechEd, which is kind of their show devoted towards developer community. SAP Ariba Live is, of course, it's Ariba, which is their procurement platform. And it was an interesting conference because there was really it was somewhat unusual. It was a little lower key than some of the other previous ones, as I said, Sapphire and TechEd. And there really wasn't any big product announcements or anything, so it was somewhat unusual in that respect. And what they were really kind of focusing on was procurement as a purpose. So they were sort of had this kind of high-minded message about using procurement, which the Ariba Network is sort of one of the prime players in that, as kind of driving this higher sense of purpose for an organization. And they had a few examples of that. Supplier risk was one thing that they talked about. They have they had introduced, I think, earlier this year, a supplier risk module within the user experience of SAP Ariba. And what it does is it gives you kind of a dashboard to figure out whether your suppliers are, you know, in compliance with certain regulations.
Like child labor laws.
Child kind labor of laws, right. There's been a whole lot of them recently, or I don't know how recently, but the UK has passed a child labor law protection. Australia has, and California has.
Is this like forced labor, I think?
Forced labor, yeah. Within the supply chains, right. Mm-hmm. The exact, I think, modern slavery acts is what I've seen them called. So on the one hand, there is that sort of pressure for companies to follow that regulatory, regulations like those. But there's also this this sense that, it's good business to, have an ethical business, that you're going to attract more investment, that you're going to have better sales of your products because you're selling to, you are sort of putting yourself out as an ethical company. And also in speaking with, one of the SAP Ariba executives, they're saying that, people want to work for ethical companies. So you're attracting, you as a company are attracting the top talent. So, they're sort of presenting this, I think it's a little self-serving because they are sort of showing themselves as a ethical company and they're, putting themselves out as maybe that company that's going to get that top talent. But I think there's also, I think a lot of the message is really sincere and I know we're sort of trained to be, cynical journalists, and some of the analysts I talk to are kind of that same bent that you have to think very skeptically about a lot of the messages. But, I think in SAP's case, and in particular SAP Ariba, they're really serious about this, and I think they can, really have something there as far as using procurement, not just as a place where you can, that companies traditionally have used to, sort of this dry, dusty, old back office process where you're just buying things in the most efficient way and cost-effective way, but actually sort of driving this part of the business to be more, ethically responsible. So it's an interesting, it's an interesting sort of theme that they were hitting on.
Ariba is certainly one of SAP's larger cloud acquisitions, had a huge presence in the procurement world before that, before the acquisition. So I understand from talking to you that SAP was talking about building out that network and kind of piecing together those cloud acquisitions.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. So I talked to an executive named Darren Koch, who had previously, he came from Concur, so he has a sort of a deep background in that cloud applications that they bought. He worked there for a number of years, and he had just previously been running the SAP SMB business. So they've moved out to the cloud. So cloud is a big part of what his background was. And he was saying he's been brought on as a new position for apparently a new group that they're starting up called the SAP Business Network. And it's it's built along the lines of the SAP Ariba network. So the SAP Ariba network is just this network of buyers and suppliers, and it's used in a very transactional manner. So, you know, the companies are on the network and they can, you know, exchange information about the goods that they're, you know, purchasing or supplying to their, you know, buying and supplying of the goods. So they have all this tons of data. There's tons of data about, you know, the companies, where they are, what they do, how much they're paying for the goods, where the goods are coming. So there's just there's a ton of data in that network. And what Darren Koch was saying was the idea of the SAP Business Network is to use that as sort of the kernel of a much larger SAP Business Network, which is doing the same thing, but not just for transactions, but for anything that business wants to do. So you're connecting businesses up in you know, just you know, ways that you know, aren't just this transactional thing, but you know, and they're using SAP Concur, which is the travel and expense, Fieldglass, and SuccessFactors, which are more in procuring and managing workforce and HR, you know, applications. So it's just this sort of this start of this whole thing about using all the data that they have sort of locked in as the Ariba network is using it, using all that data from all those business network companies. And you know, he was honest. He said he did not know, you know, exactly where it was going. They're just starting this, but they are. But it is kind of an interesting thing to see that they're going to be using data in very interesting ways, I think. And
they're trying to unify the interface also, I think.
Unify, yeah. I think that's another message I got, that eventually you may not see an SAP Ariba or a Concur or a SuccessFactors, but there might just be one sort of SAP interface that you go in, and if you're procuring your goods from somewhere, that might touch on, you know, procuring the person through Fieldglass that's going to come in and work on a project. They're all going to be interconnected. There's all this complexity that will be sort of underlying the actual processes involved in this. But for the average user, they're saying it'll be like a sort of an Amazon way of just going in and having one face to interface with and to sort of interact with the system, but everything else is going to be running underneath as far as, you know, connecting up all these different systems. So it's very interesting where they're going with it, and I think they're headed in you know, directions that we can't, you know, we can't really see exactly where they're going right now, but I think they have all the pieces in place. And that's one reason why I didn't think they'd, you know, I talked to a couple analysts that said they weren't really surprised that Ariba did not have any product announcements this time, as they have in the past, as Ariba and SAP, for that matter. They usually use these conferences as kind of a vehicle to show what their latest and greatest, you know, products are. But as one of the analysts I talked to said, that they've just got a lot of blocking and tackling to do, and they have a lot of work. They have a lot of sort of field of opportunity within the SAP install base alone to do some work, and they don't really, at this point, they don't need to necessarily have new products, but they can sort of just, as I said, work on those opportunities that they have in the existing base, and sort of you know, they've put the pieces in place for a lot of interesting applications.
Well, we'll certainly be following it. Well, thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Dave.